4 hours ago in our 7 o'clock hour, talking to Rich Fitzgerald, the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. He said, hey, Larry, there's a lot of jobs available, thousands of jobs in the region for this last few months and into the new year. And one of those is with UPS. And we're joined by Anissa Zambruna, who is spokesperson for UPS. Good morning. Welcome to KDK.
Good morning, Larry.
Give us the good news.
The good news. Well, UPS is definitely ready to deliver this holiday season, Larry. So with more than 125,000 seasonal job opportunities across the country and in the Pittsburgh area, you know, we're looking for around 2,000 seasonal employees this peak. So we have a national hiring event starting November 1st and Saturday, November 2nd, which is Brown Friday on upsjobs.com. You can apply. There are jobs ranging from anywhere from $21 to $25 an hour, along with our referral bonus program that we have. And our referral bonus is anywhere from $250 to $1,000. And any college students, because we get a lot of college students, Larry, that come home for the holiday season at Thanksgiving, and they're looking to work for a couple weeks, make sure that they apply over Thanksgiving break if they want to work at Christmas. But we look forward to this peak season, and we're ready and geared up, for sure.
Anissa, Paul Rasmussen here. I've got a question about training. How much training does someone need for one of these seasonal positions?
Usually a few days of training, and we'll have somebody shadow depending on the position, whether it's driving. If it is actual seasonal drivers, we send them away to school for a week, and then they have training when they come back with several weeks with the on-car supervisors. Those are the drivers that are in the brown trucks that go out in the neighborhood. So a little additional training there, obviously, making sure that everybody stays safe out there for the holiday season.
This is good money, $21 to $25 an hour. That's very attractive, I would imagine, for a lot of people.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, UPS has been around for 117 years. I myself started 33 years ago. As a loader-unloader in New Stanton, Pennsylvania, in the Pittsburgh area, and here 33 years later. So it's a great deal.
How do you like it so far?
Absolutely love it. The leadership training, all the training, I couldn't ask for a better company to work for.
Anissa, I'm curious to know, out of 100 people who work for you seasonally at UPS, how many wind up staying on?
Yeah, great
like
question.
Like people like you?
Great question. Usually around 30, maybe 30% of that at this point in time. But there are so many opportunities throughout the year nationwide. So if you have flexibility, you know, not only in the Pittsburgh area, obviously I cover Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, central Pennsylvania, all of Virginia, West Virginia area, and a little bit of Maryland. So, and of course, all over the East Coast and West Coast. So if you're flexible, there's definitely work out there.
All right, go to upsjobs.com.
That is correct.
And see if you can get one of these, snag a job here as we get ready for the holiday season. Anissa, thank you. This is good information.
Absolutely, absolutely. upsjobs.com, and we appreciate the time. And good morning, everybody, and have a good day.
Good luck. Thank you. With UPS, Anissa Zambruna.
I have a friend, a dear friend for many decades, who did exactly what we heard Anissa telling us, starting out as a loader sorter and then went on to drive and supervise and eventually went into a managerial role. And he has nothing but great things to say about working for that company. And with 2,000 positions open, you would imagine what a great recruiting tool this is. Because if you got 30 out of 100, that means 600 people of that 2,000 are going to stay on with UPS, by her estimate, for the long haul. That's a great way to recruit new talent.
It is. And with the amount of packages being delivered daily to my house, that's job security for somebody.
Well, I see a brown truck in my neighborhood because I'm home in the afternoon every single day, sometimes twice a day.
Well, I'm colorblind, but I do see brown trucks
and lots of packages.
I see. What color are those Amazon trucks?
The Amazon are kind of a dark blue.
Okay. I knew. And then let's see, there have been private vehicles that bring stuff. Who else?
Yes, occasionally you'll see someone who's contracting, I think, that's hauling stuff around. So, and then I've got the Postal Service people zipping around in their little trucks as well.
Well, there you go. UPSjobs.com. Go for it. Coming up, Paul, I got a story. Have you ever been to a Thai restaurant?
Yes, I have.
Well, wait till you hear about the Dragon Balls appetizer.
Uh-oh.
Mm. Periodically, we check in with the man who heads up Visit Pittsburgh, Jared Bacher, brought to you by visitpittsburgh.com. If you haven't, you should check out their website. Jared, good morning.
Larry, good morning.
This is going to be weather-wise a tremendous weekend. So Pittsburgh is nearing the peak leaf peeping season. And does that attract people to the region here?
It attracts people to the state for sure, especially if you get up to the Laurel Highlands, and that area is obviously the closest location to Pittsburgh to really see the leaves changing and really experience the fall. But it's also a sign of the holiday season, and I cannot believe that we're ready to start talking about everything going on in the holidays, but they're right around the corner. There's a lot going on downtown, certainly with the Cultural Trust and everything going on within within our theater district.
You know what? I saw, and they did a great thing with the University of Pittsburgh football players where they do an interview with them while they're on the incline going up and down the hill, which I think is really clever. Those inclines, you get a bird's eye view. And then how about the restaurants up there in Mount Washington? I was just at the Lamont for two events here in the last week.
The Lamont is a staple for sure. And funny enough, I was just up at Monterey Bay last night for a dinner for a friend's birthday. Those are such amazing restaurants, and there's everything up there. As you know, there's a new Japanese restaurant. If you haven't been up there yet, definitely check it out. But all across Mount Washington, there's some really great experiences for sure.
And we have become like the micro brew capital of the world. Apparently, it used to be this way in the 1800s. In the early 1900s, then there was a kind of a quiet, we'll call it a dry period. And then all of a sudden, you've got all this Oktoberfest stuff and the brews are everywhere.
Absolutely. Did you get down to ride the Ferris wheel on the Clemente Bridge this last couple of weeks?
I didn't, but I'll tell you what, everybody was talking about it. They posted pictures from being on the top, but I was looking from the Lamont down. You know how the bridges are now lit. They're beautiful, the triplets. Roberto Clemente, what do we got?
The Warhol, the Rachel Carson Bridge.
Thank you. Yes, it looks, it really looks spectacular.
Oh, absolutely. The city just shines. You know, last night, of course, for breast cancer awareness, the buildings were lit up. It was just remarkable to see the city in its full display. But it is a reminder of how vibrant our downtown area is. So I was speaking about earlier, you know, the trust and everything that's going on within the cultural district. The Broadway series is on again. Hamilton, of course, just closed for, I think, the third or fourth time in Pittsburgh. Nearly sells out every single time. Some amazing shows coming up. You've got Turkey Trot coming up on Thanksgiving Day. The Holiday Market's coming up. Light Up Night, First Night. There is going to be so much going on downtown. Even beyond the Steelers and the Penguins, there's so much going on in the downtown area. It's really exciting. It's the holiday season.
Yeah, and don't forget Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. That's a little treasure, and they've got something special coming up next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And even there, again, from a holiday perspective, there's both of those places in Oakland. Lots going on from a light-up standpoint, something to get out and experience. Also, don't forget about the Botanic Gardens out towards the airport. They do an amazing light installation every year that's so fun for families in particular. There's so much going on out there as well from a holiday perspective. It's really, really exciting.
Read all about it. Visit Pittsburgh.com. Jared Bacher, have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Take care.
And we're going to be in the eyes of the nation again on Sunday. And they have these great, you know, when they show the cities before Sunday night football, which has become the biggest single game of the week in terms of television audience. It's a big deal. And Steelers have had two in the last 3 weeks, and then we'll have Monday night football the following week. So people will get a look at Pittsburgh from around the region, and we'll keep you posted. On LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry is with us every Thursday at this time. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry and Paul. How you doing?
Good. Looks like we're going to drop to the mid-30s overnight into tomorrow morning. So this starts for people that have pets. Some of them refuse to go outdoors. Paul, you're a dachshund back in the day.
Oh, Ginger wouldn't set a foot outside the door if she didn't have a coat on when it was cold. Anything like lower than 50 degrees.
Yeah.
So, one kind of a coat or another.
So Sophie in Wexford wants to know, how do I know if my dog needs a coat or boots in the winter, and what type should I consider? Maybe something from Jimmy Choo.
Yeah, there you go. like Paul said, you know, sometimes just watch their behavior. If they're shivering, you know, the short hair breeds, the dachshunds, the chihuahuas, even Great Danes and greyhounds have shorter hair, and they might get real cold in the winter, where the huskies and the long-haired shepherds and the Newfoundlands could care less. They have a blast when it's out there in the cold. So just watch your behavior. If they're older, they have arthritis, or young puppies, I always recommend maybe trying out a coat and some boots on them. If you do get the boots, make sure they're non-slip and soft at the top so they're easy to put on and off. Make sure they're comfortable, that they're not too tight, and see how they act when you put it on. We have a pit bull that will go outside and pick up one foot, pick up the other foot, doesn't want to put her feet down. And she loves it when we give her a coat and some boots. So just watch your behavior, and I think you'll know.
Dr. Mike Benjamin in Sewickley says he has an older cat that seems to be losing weight, even though she's eating well. What could be the cause?
Yeah, so that always concerns me. When you have an animal that's eating really well and then still losing weight, sometimes they're vomiting. But early in diseases like hyperthyroidism, where a cat will have overactive thyroid gland from a tumor, and it causes their metabolic rate to go way high, so they eat like crazy, but they keep losing weight. They act like sharks sometimes. And early on, that's what they'll do. They'll eat and lose weight. Later on, they'll get real sick, and they can have heart issues and start vomiting. Same with diabetes. Early on in that disease, they can start eating excessively, and it's hard to understand. And same thing with liver disease. So I recommend that he gets that cat to the vet. A simple blood test and urine check will diagnose all those things, and then he can manage them if they have those. It's very simple to manage.
Grace from the north side wants to know, dear Dr. Mike, my dog seems to limp after lying down for a while. I know the feeling. What should I do to help him?
I know. Get up, got to warm up for a while. But same with our dogs. Sometimes as they're getting older, they're starting to get degenerative joint disease. It's part of aging, and maybe that's what's going on. The other things, you know, people are really good when they come in and tell me their dog's limping. Usually the history is this. Yeah, Dr. Mike, we checked over the leg. We checked over the paws. We looked for slivers. We looked for cuts. We can't find anything. And that's a great thing to do for your pet. Check them over. Feel if there's any heat in the joints, if they're swelling or warmth or something that you think is unusual. And certainly bring them into the vets if you find anything like that, or if it's consistent. You know, you consistently see them having trouble. I would recommend a trip to the vets. But sometimes it's just easy things like giving them an orthopedic mattress or giving them a nutraceutical, some joint protectant, you know, a product like Cosequin or Dasequin or U-Move or something that gives them something to lubricate their joints. But see your vet if that continues, because that's something that I can't know unless I put my hands on the animal.
Yeah, no, that's also a potential for you were the first, in fact, the first person in my life that talked about stem cells.
You know, it's funny, in about 20 minutes, I'm giving a stem cell talk to the stem cell board of veterinarians down here in Lexington.
Oh, wow.
So it's something that I'm very passionate about. And stem cells, for the people that don't know, are repair cells. We collect them from the fat, and sometimes we take them from the blood, but mostly I do them from the fat. And there's lots and lots, billions of repair cells in our fat, go figure. And we can move them into joints and give animals tremendous relief. And sometimes year and a half, and I just had a client tell me her dog's been doing fantastic for 5 years, which always makes me feel fantastic, you know, great.
Hey, so, Dr. Mike, a quick question on stem cells. What's the new thing on that? New treatment ideas?
Well, we're going into, so everybody's heard of osteoarthritis and ligament bone injuries, but now we're starting to do neurodegenerative diseases, things like spinal trauma and kidney disease, liver disease, things like that. We're starting to develop protocols for that. So it's really expanding now, which is exciting for me. It doesn't ever get old, and it's using your own repair cells to heal the body. So it's like a biologic repair instead of a pill to just cover up the pain. And I'm all about that.
Yeah, and I know you told us years ago, eventually this will work into human treatments, which obviously it has with great success.
It has, and I think soon you'll start hearing about insurance companies covering it. When I say soon, the next couple of years. It always takes a couple more years after you get the studies through, but truly in the next couple of years, we should have coverage. People can get treatments now, but they have to pay for them out of pocket, and then you have to make sure you're getting the right therapy. And it's hard to understand because it's such a blanket term. You know, stem cell could be embryonic, or it could be an adult stem cell out of fat. I don't use embryonic cells. I only use the dog's own adult stem cells, but that's something that people don't know about, and it's hard to understand that field unless you have somebody that explains it to you.
Well, good luck with your speech today. Break a lip, and safe travels home.
You could do stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Most people ask me to sit down, but that's another story. Thanks, Doc.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, go to animalgeneral.net. We have a link at kdkradio.com.
Larry, where else can a listener go and hear at one point something about Dragon Balls and then moving on to stem cell therapy for pets?
Do not be confused. That conversation did not cross into Dr. Mike's vector. At 8 o'clock with Paul Rasmussen, broadcast legend, Hall of Famer, Bill Hillgrove. Talk about the perfect Panthers being 6-0.
Did you hear about Pat Narduzzi, by the way?
Yeah, he's on that Bear Bryant watch list for Coach of the Year.
I didn't know they had such a thing as a watch list for an award for a coach at the end of the year, but that's still cool.
It is, and they continue to get the accolades from around the region. They've got defensive linemen of the week in the ACC, Jimmy Scott. They've got specialist in Ben Sauls. They got a new thing they say about it. You know that Just Call Saul? Or isn't that a show?
Just Call Saul, yeah.
Well, they just call Ben Sauls anytime you need 3 points. He kicked a 58-yard field goal against California last week, which ended up being the difference in the game. So, yeah, Panthers are 6-0. Bill Hillgrove will talk to us about that. And they have an off Saturday, but they're playing next Thursday at Acrisure against Syracuse.
You know, for an offense, a guy who can kick a 58-yard field goal, for an offense, that gives you such confidence.
Yeah, Coach Narduzzi will not argue that. And then after the Thursday game, then they have another Saturday off, obviously. And then they go to Dallas, play SMU, one of the new members of the ACC. So we'll see where it goes. That's an exciting time. Well, also, we got to ask Bill Hillgrove, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields Sunday night?
Looks like Russell, right?
Who's the starting quarterback for the Steelers? Bill might know. He, like Marty, has people.
One would think so.
He's got people.